This is episode 385 of Bella in Your Business.
Hi there, I'm Bella Vaster from Jump Consulting. You might know me from CBS, NBC, Fox, Huffington Post, Entrepreneur, or maybe you've seen me speak on stage or read my book, The Four Dogs That Every Business Owner Needs. In any case, get ready because you're about to get your hashtag Bella butt kicking in this next episode of Bella in Your Business. So what do you say? Let's get ready and jump.
Welcome to another episode of Bella in Your Business. My name is Bella Vasta. Today we're going to do a Bella butt kicking. Yep, I've warned you. So if you're not ready for it, or if you wanted a teaching episode, this is not going to be the episode for you. But oh my gosh, there's always something with spring where I do a lot of 20-minute coaching calls. And so I get to talk to a lot of you. And while a lot of people are now starting to ramp up and gear up in their business, they're starting to hire more, they're starting to scale and expand, there are some problems that I see happening that I really wanted to talk about today. You may or may not know, every single week this podcast is something that I literally kind of sit and get quiet and think, what do I really want to talk about? What is weighing on my heart? What do my jumpers need to know? This podcast every single week is literally like a love letter from me to you. And there's a lot of you that download it every single week. And although I might not be able to hear back from each and every one of you, despite my begging of you to email me, bella@jumpconsulting.net, I just kind of try to keep my pulse on what is going on. And today, I wanted to talk about a really serious issue that I see. Keeping the wrong people in your life could truly hurt your business. And I don't think that you understand how much of an effect this can have. And at the same time, keeping the right people in your business can drastically help your business. But I'm going to talk about the right at the end, and I'm going to give you some examples of the wrong right now, because I've had some conversations that have just hurt my heart. Because if these people had other better people surrounding them, or if they were jumpers, right, a lot of this could be avoided. And as a coach, as a mama bear, as someone who wants to go to battle for you, who wants to stand next to you in the trenches and fight the big bad wolf, or give you the five fingers up and over to help you up and over your challenges, it just breaks my heart. It absolutely breaks my heart. So I'm going to give you a couple examples. There is one business owner. She is, I think the saying is, a Jill of all trades, master of none, which basically means she was trying to do a little bit of everything. And she, along with some other people that I've experienced, whether it's been online or on these calls or just reading stuff from other people, have used COVID as an excuse. And like I said, this might piss some of you off, and I'm sorry, not sorry. I'm here to give you the honest to God's truth. COVID was 2020. Building back was 2021, maybe 2022. It is now 2024. And so if we haven't recovered from that, then we're doing it wrong. So one of her things was, you know, COVID took her business, but her prices, they stink. She has no logo. She DIY'd her own website, and her messaging is all over the place. And it's like, there's all of these other problems that need to be fixed. And there's no one in her life telling her that her website looks like it's not up to date, or that her prices are not even livable wage. They're not even what I was charging when I sold my company in 2016. Okay. And that was 8 years ago. 8 years ago. Oh my gosh, that feels like so long ago. So again, it's like, what problem are you really struggling with? Are you just trying to put out fires because the fires are going to keep popping up? Or are we going to systematically solve these, right? And again, it breaks my heart. You know, they got another job and they don't want to do the other job. They want to make their business work, which obviously I'm all for. Like, let's make your business work. But like, they're just stuck in such a conundrum right now that there's no plan to get out of it. And yeah, like as a coach, as someone who sees the 30,000 foot view, I see exactly what you got to do, but sometimes you got to get out of your own way. So I want you to think about, like, what's the real problem that you're struggling with? What's the real challenge? And take inventory of who feeds you. Who are you learning from? Who are you surrounding yourself from? Are you surrounding yourself by a bunch of people that are talking about, oh yeah, COVID took my business, or something like victim mentality? Or are you surrounding yourself by people that are trying to figure it out and they are pushing forward? Because that makes a big difference. I talked to another business owner who's trying to piece social together or hire out of the country, but she doesn't know the first thing about it. And she's like, hey, Bella, should I hire someone overseas? And I was like, well, I don't know. You know, and it was sprouted from our last week's podcast. And the question is, I don't know. I can't tell you if you should or shouldn't hire someone just because of where they're located. But I can tell you a couple of things. One, do you know what the scope is that you're hiring for? Ergo, last week's episode. What are the KPIs, the key performance indicators? How do you know if they're doing a good job or a bad job? Do you even know what you need done on your social media? If the answer is no, and you have no idea, then you have no business hiring someone to do it, because how do you know if they do a good job or not? I mean, it's literally like the math ain't mathin'. And so I told her, if you hire overseas, you know, you definitely are going to have time zone issues. What's the scope? Are they just posting what you give them, or are they creating the stuff? Because that's going to really vary the hours. There's so much that goes into that, right? But I think the real question, the real challenge, and this gets to the root of the problem, and this is what my point is today, is what is the real problem? The problem isn't, should I hire someone overseas? The real question is, do I know enough to hire someone to do a good job overseas? You know what I mean? And so we had a long conversation about that, and hopefully I helped change the trajectory of what she was thinking, because quite honestly, if you don't know social and you're hiring someone to do your social and they're not taking you along the journey, then you're not learning anything. And you're just like, okay, well, at least it's posted on social. Again, listen to last week's episode. Now, I have one more example that I want to talk about, and then I want to kind of give you a way to kind of get out of this. That same business owner also was thinking about trying to piece, because she didn't know. It was either hire overseas or, oh, I have one girl who loves TikTok, so she can make TikTok videos. Okay, what are the TikTok videos? Like, how long are they going to be? What is the call to action? What is the vernacular? Does she know your fonts and logos and colors? How often is she going to be posting? Are we going to download it or get out like natively so that it doesn't have the TikTok logo? And are we going to also repurpose it for Facebook Reels and Instagram Reels, you know? It was like all these questions. And then she had someone else on her team who liked to just like, you know, post things as she's inspired. So she had this other person, but she knew that she also needed to get graphics. And so it was very disjointed. And so now she's like not even managing her dog walkers, but now she's managing like a whole makeshift social media team that's not even on the same page, that doesn't have the same goal, direction. Because it needs leadership. It needs leadership. And this is no knock to her, because God bless her, she's just trying to hold it all together and do the best that she knows. But I was like, girl, you are creating more work than needs to be. And it's understandable, you know, like you want to show up. You hear me, you know, say you got to show up on social media, you got to be consistent. Okay, I'm going to let the people who like to do it on my team do it. But if it lacks leadership and it lacks strategy, then it's going to cause you more time, effort, energy, and who knows if it's actually going to have results. Have you tried Jazz HR out in the past but didn't think it worked? I have some tough news for you, Jumper. You probably didn't have me in your corner. Did you know that many of my clients who have gone from skeleton operations to a full-blown company where they can take a month off at a time have come with the support of being fully staffed due to Jazz HR? Jazz HR will help you streamline your entire process, show you where it isn't working, keep you organized, and the best thing? It'll make you look like a trusted and respected company to those potential employees. But you have to remember, your applicant isn't just applying with you. Having your company stand out with a professional, streamlined, and specific hiring process that makes them want to work for you is important. Learn more about how you can get free hiring ads, knockout questions, free training, and up to 50% off now at jumpconsulting.net/jazzhr. That's jumpconsulting.net/jazzhr. Okay, so that last one that I was telling you about, it just breaks my heart. I know a business owner who actually is paying another coach monthly and also has a CPA who last year basically looked at her like she wasn't that big of a business, so he wasn't going to spend a lot of time on her. And a bookkeeper who doesn't really get her the books, so she actually spends time creating her own P&L that is not in depth or thorough as it needs to be, and is piecing together her bank deposits or talks to QuickBooks with, combined with time to pet. And I'm just like, girlfriend, you need better books. You need better decision making. And, you know, it's tax time and she has a major life event happening and she has decided that she's going to close her business. And it breaks my heart because she doesn't even have the numbers to know. The only numbers she knows is that she doesn't have as much money in her bank account right now as she would like. And just because that's the case doesn't mean that your business is not doing well. We all know that a CPA can only do as well as the information that we give him. And if the information that we're giving him, we don't even know, or our bookkeeper isn't even doing their job, or our business coach is taking our money and has no idea what situation we're in, then we need to take a hard look at the people that are surrounding us and the type of relationships that we have with them. And, you know, it's ongoing. I literally told her, I said, I don't care. Like, I want to help you through this. Like, if you're going to shut this down, either A, you're going to know without a doubt that you're doing the right thing and you're going to know the numbers, or B, despite what a business broker told you, because a business broker, of course, is going to say, oh, your business isn't worth anything because you don't have the numbers. But aha, who do you surround yourself with? I'm Bella, and I know a lot of investors who are buying up businesses all around the country and at all different types of stages and levels and things. You can have your traditional selling or buying situation, which, by the way, if you're interested, head on over to jumpconsulting.net because I have a whole class on buying and selling businesses. There's a lot of that happening right now. A lot. A lot of business owners are just like tired and wiped out after COVID and after trying to build back up and all that stuff. And they just realize that owning a business is not their cup of tea anymore. So anyways, I've got all these people in these like, or I know of all these situations. And as a coach, I'm like, okay, we can fix this. You need a strategy. You need direction. You need a compass. You need like check-ins. Like, we can do this. But as a coach, I also need to wonder, like, do you want to do this? Because I can like bet you lots of money that my way out is going to work because I've done it hundreds of times, right? But at the end of the day, I also can't save the world. And that's really difficult for me because I do this because I want to do this. I do this because I want to help people and save people. So I want to like talk to you and transition just a little bit here. Today is Thursday, and today we actually made a really big announcement, and it was all about Better Marketing with Bella because we have kind of switched it up. It's a little bit different than it's been in the past couple of years, and I want everyone to know about it. We had two different levels before. The first level was Chihuahua, and it was just very basic, and we just gave you graphics. I thought, hey, everyone else reposts stuff from Naps and PSI all the time. It doesn't have their branding on it. We could do that too. And then we could get you guys graphics, but we can't brand them, you know? And as that part of the program went on, I was just feeling really crappy, honestly, because it goes against everything that I preach. I always tell you guys, like, make sure everything's branded, and it wasn't, and it isn't. And it's good because it's getting posted, but it's not reflecting who you are. And ultimately, I want it to reflect who you are. So we kind of shook it up a little bit. So we still have our Golden Retriever package. I'm going to tie this all in because the whole entire Better Marketing with Bella program teaches you how to do social media, right? It empowers you to empower your staff. Heck, we even manage your staff managing your social media, right? And so the Golden Retriever plan does that with 10 branded graphics, 4 branded videos, 14 captions, 1 Facebook branded cover, 2 blog outlines, 2 cut and paste emails, 1-on-1 coaching with Bella, and 4 group coaching sessions. Except for the coaching stuff, all the deliverables are every single month for a 6-month period. And it's pretty amazing. I mean, that package starts at $497, and depending on how long you want to sign up for, it goes down to $397 a month. You could not get that for under $800 or $900 a month, the deliverables, Okay. A regular 1 hour coaching session with me is almost $1,000. Unless you buy them in a package, it's a lot cheaper. And so what we also did is we took the Chihuahua and we changed it to the Yorkie. And we decided to do the 10 graphics, the 4 videos, but we added captions and we made the graphics and videos branded. And what we did there is, so if you just want bare bones and you want to show up 10 times a month, 14 times a month, essentially, then we could do that for you for $300 a month or as low as $247, depending on how you sign up for it. And then we also realized that there are some of you that really do want to DIY it. And so in which case, we opened up this new middle package called the Dalmatian. And that's only $247. And it could go down to $197 a month if you want to pay in full for 6 months or 12 months. But that is 10 Canva graphic templates and 4 Canva video templates, and then how-to videos on how to do it. So we'll deliver you the templates, and then you can adjust them. And so it's only a $50 difference between the lowest plan and the middle plan, but it's kind of like, do you want to do it yourself, or do you want to do it on the other side? So what I'm saying is that the Better Marketing Developer Program completely teaches you exactly what you need to do in order to be successful on social. And here's the thing. It's like, I want to teach you how to fish. I don't want to fish for you. And because of that, I've had numerous businesses, like it works. I've had numerous businesses literally like age themselves out of the program because either A, they have been able to keep it in-house and attract clients and staff and partners in their community because of what they've learned and because of what we've taught them, which I guess is the ultimate compliment to any coach in any program, right? But before that all, we're there to help teach you. We're there to help guide you through those coaching calls. And so I just want to really encourage you to take a look at it. Go to jumpconsulting.net/marketing. We are only actually accepting people into the program until the beginning of May, May 1st, because we have to start replicating all this content, honestly. But the program works. If you're looking for more clients, it works. If you're looking for more staff, it works. If you're looking to connect with more people online and know the tactics to stand out from the rest of the crowd when someone says, hi, I'm looking for a dog walker, and they end up with 20 people responding, it works. Like, we've been doing it since January of 2018, improving and tweaking and twisting and turning as social media changes, which, by the way, there's like at least 10 updates every single month. It's insane. And there's different features and different things that work. And it's so cheap. Guys, you can't get a package like this anywhere. You can't. Unless you want to do it all yourself and do all that work, which I know none of you have the time to do. Or you want to go hire a professional, someone who can create a strategy for you. That'll be $1,500 to $3,000 a month. Easily with what we give you. Easily. And you can get it for under $500. Basically between $200 to $500. Like, it's a no-brainer. Like, let us help you. And then show up and let me help you. Let me support you. Honestly. Okay. I want you to think, in conclusion, who do you have surrounding you in your business and in your life? Who is around you that is helping lift you up? Who is helping you, give you those five fingers and alley-oop you up over that challenge? Or are people just like sitting in the trenches, kicking their feet and pounding their fists and just crying about it? Because I believe that anything is possible. I believe that anyone can do anything. I believe that we can change your I can't into I can, but I need willing participants. And I hope you have thought about where you see yourself in this podcast episode and take inventory of who you can adjust in your life, business and professional, to help catapult you. We are the product of the five closest people in our life, no doubt about it. And we all go through different stages as well. So really think about who you have in your life. I hope this has been helpful. I feel like this has been a little bit more of a heart-to-heart, kind of just chatting with you, not necessarily a strong, strict outline. But really, the people that you surround yourself with can either drastically help you or drastically hold you down. Think about it. This has been another episode of Bella in Your Business. Thank you for listening. And remember, when life gets you down, always keep jumping.
So what did you think? Did you love this episode? I sure hope you did, because I put a lot of love into this for you. The best way you can show me that is by going to iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or wherever you listen to your podcast, and go ahead and leave a review. I just might read it on the next episode. I also want to remind you that when life gets you down, remember to always keep jumping. Thanks for listening.